Coming up on Monday, a couple of national leaders of the No Labels movement will be in New Hampshire to unveil their organization's platform for the 2024 presidential election. Kind of interesting stuff. And Senator Joe Lieberman joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. He is the No Labels founding chairman. Senator Lieberman, good to have you with us. Welcome, and I hope your summer is off to a good start. How are you?
Thanks, Mike. I'm good, and the summer, and these days, when I say I'm good, I mean my wife and our kids, and thank God our grandkids. So we're all good, and I'm glad to be with you. I'm looking forward to coming up to New Hampshire on Monday. It's a big day for No Labels. We're putting out basically our policy agenda. You might say our platform for 2024, and you know, it's going to be what we're all about. We're trying to bridge the awful divide between Republicans and Democrats that where they mostly fight each other instead of trying to fix our problems. And this is a policy agenda that attempts to bring both sides together, suggest some ways they can do it, and hopefully not only get something done, but unites our country. I believe, and all our polling and No Labels suggest, that there's really a much more agreement and unity with among the common sense majority of the American people than the politicians in both political parties to make it seem. So it's a big day for us. We're glad Joe Manchin and John Huntsman are coming in, and we expect a great crowd at St. Anselm's, 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Senator. We're speaking to Senator Joe Lieberman. He's the founding chairman of No Labels, which has a big event at the New Hampshire's Institute of Politics in Manchester on Monday, as the senator said. You ran as a Democrat for a long time. You were also an independent for a while. What brought you to No Labels? Is it just the nonpartisan aspect of the organization? Or what brought you to No Labels?
Yeah, so this you got to go back to 2009. 2010, I was in the Senate. I served till early 2013. A woman named Nancy Jacobson, who had been a Democratic political consultant fundraiser, and I knew her pretty well, came to me and said, you know, I'm just sick of all the partisanship. We had just been through the big economic crisis of 2008, the so-called recession, the Great Recession, really. And the reactions were also partisan. And Nancy said to me she wanted to form an organization that would try to bridge the partisan gap and get people working together again. And I said to her, what did I think? And I said, I think it's a great idea, because I had been experiencing that in the Senate. I was there for a total of 24 years. The last two were the most partisan and therefore the least productive, and so I signed on. And you know, in the time since then, we've tried a lot of things, mostly geared toward Congress. And I'm really proud that we've elected or helped elect a lot of centrist, moderate, independent-minded Republicans and Democrats, and an occasional independent. excuse me, to Congress, and then they've worked together in the House and the Senate with each other to really start some legislative initiatives that ultimately made it, that were big under Trump, under Biden, the infrastructure bill, some of the COVID relief bills, some of the economic innovation bills, even a gun safety bill. So that's what we do. And now we're actually looking at the possibility of running a third ticket next year for president and vice president. Would be very unique, almost unprecedented, a bipartisan ticket, one Republican, one Democrat. We're not sure we're going to do it. Right now we're just trying to qualify for a third line on the ballot in all 50 states, and we'll see where we are. Right now, the American people, by almost 70%, say they don't want the choice of Presidents Trump and Biden again, and they want the parties to start working together again. And if that continues to be the mood, We might just offer the people a third choice.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A bipartisan problem-solving team, that would be very, very interesting, of course. Why would you not do it? I mean, it seems like you would just try to do it. Is it just the money involved?
Yeah. Well, it's a big undertaking. I mean, we're trying to qualify, as I say, for the ballot. So when it comes time to decide next year, and we'll decide based on who the two major parties are nominating and what their platforms are. Right now, the two parties, nationally anyway, have veered more to the extremes, and they leave a lot of people in the middle unrepresented, and we're trying to represent what we call the common sense majority of the American people, the platform policy statement that we're putting out in Manchester, New Hampshire on Monday afternoon. Is our attempt to do that. So why wouldn't we do it? I guess we wouldn't do it if we thought that we didn't have the resources to do it well. And, you know, a lot of people, mostly Democrats, are worried, oh, we're going to take votes from President Biden and reelect Trump. We don't want to do that, and we won't do that. But all our polling says right now that that's not what we'll do. That we would take equally from both parties, because we'll have candidates on our ticket from both parties. And right now in the polling, in terms of President Biden, President Trump, it's pretty close, but President Trump is ahead. So it's not us that are going to elect President Trump. Right now, it looks like he could elect himself. So we'll see. We got months before we have to make that choice. Right now, we're focused on the common sense policy agenda and on getting on the ballot in all 50 states.
All right. That'll happen this Monday in New Hampshire at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. No Labels presenting their common sense agenda, 30 big ideas to tackle America's greatest challenges through bipartisan problem solving. What a novel idea, Senator. Bipartisan problem solving, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. At our best, going right back to the Constitutional Convention, that's the way we solved our problems, by working across party lines. And we got to find our way to back to that, or else the country is not going to be what the American people want it to be, and what we all want it to be for our kids and our grandkids.
Absolutely. Former Senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, New Labels founding chairman. Thank you so much, Senator, for your for your work as well, and look forward to talking to you on Monday. Thank you so much.
Me too. Have a great weekend.